T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, it is another manic Monday. And you know, I wish it were a Sunday, because yesterday was such a beautiful day. I mean, my God, it was a great weekend for the Louisiana Crawfish Fest down in Chalmette. This is the first year that I can even remember missing that since I moved back. But it's kind of hard to get around. Hey, by the way, I'm back in the studio. It doesn't mean the show's going to sound any better. I just wanted to let you know that I'm back in the studio. Ian Hoke is still in the control room, controlling the show, and we have got a lot to talk about. You know, there was so much talk about the Russia investigation that I don't think it would be right if we didn't discuss that. There are other things to talk about. But yeah, we're going to talk about that today. And there are a lot of interesting things that have resulted from the Mueller investigation being released. Many people are thrilled. Some people are disappointed. But there is one obvious thing, which we'll get to here in just a moment. And look, what is it that you want to say about the release of the much-anticipated report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller? What do you want to say about it? Are you disappointed Mueller punted and failed to reach a conclusive decision on President Trump in the 2016 election? Who do you think was the big winner? In some ways, both sides won. In some ways, America lost. And for those who were hoping that President Trump did something wrong, as I've said on this show many times, that's not the right thing to hope for. You don't hope that the President of the United States is involved in something bad. But there are some things that that we do need to discuss. We're going to get to that here in just a minute. But I also later want to talk about legalized pot in California has led to an increase in people smoking pot. And, you know, there was always this concern. You know, you legalize pot and different people are going to start smoking. And man, what about teenagers? And there's going to be an increase in teen smoking. Well, that hasn't quite happened in California. The largest demographic, the demographic that accounts for the fastest growing pot smoking group in the state, is seniors. People over 65. Seriously. So, you know, I'm going to dedicate some of the show today to talking to you kids and how you need to step up. It's time for you kids to talk to your grandparents about the evils of smoking pot. After all, they did it to you, didn't they? So maybe it's time for you to talk to them about it. We'll get into that a little bit later. First up on the show, let's get some highlights from the president and some other people talking about the Mueller investigative report. And, you know, we're not going to belabor this forever, but, you know, this was just such a major talk show topic for the last, nearly 2 years that we can't avoid it. So let's talk about it. President Trump had this to say about America following the release of the Mueller probe.
I will tell you, I love this country. I love this country as much as I can love anything. My family, my country, my God. But what they did, it was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing.
Well, President Trump is right about one thing. There was no collusion. No collusion. On his part or the part of anybody close to the campaign. And so I guess the other question is, what about all these other people who are now in jail or going to jail? What about all the other indictments? What about all the people who pleaded guilty? What about them? Is this fair to them? Yeah, we'll get to that topic as well. Here was White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders earlier this morning.
I think he did a good job by finishing. I think that it's disgraceful, the fact that it took 2 years. I think it's disgraceful that we had $25 million in taxpayer money to chase a witch hunt that never should have taken place in the first place.
Well, that is something to be argued. Should it have taken place in the first place? White House senior advisor Kellyanne Conway had this to say about President Trump and the upcoming 2020 election.
You've made a great victim of Donald Trump here, because the obsession with the 2016 election and the inability to coin a phrase, quote, accept the election results, has placed us perilously close to the 2020 election.
And there is power in victimization. So by being a victim, and President Trump in the minds of many will always be seen as a victim in this case, President Trump does have that advantage going into the 2020 election. Vice President Mike Pence was at a rally, and he said this is total vindication.
Make no mistake about it, my fellow Americans, this was a total vindication of the President of the United States and our campaign. And it should be welcomed by every American.
And the Democrats had something to say about this, too. This morning on CBS This Morning, Senator Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat, had this to say about the facts.
Without seeing the facts, without seeing the entire report, it is very hard to assess any of this. And Barr, during the nominee, during his hearing, and now as Attorney General, has pledged that he wants to make everything he can public, and we're going to call him on that.
And Democrat from New York, from the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Jerry Nadler, said this about Robert Mueller's conclusions.
His conclusions raise more questions than the answer, given the fact that Mueller uncovered evidence that, in his own words, does not exonerate the president.
So President Trump has every right to declare victory following the release of the Mueller report. A nearly two-year investigation into Russia's attempts to control the outcome of the 2016 presidential election and the possibility that President Trump and his campaign colluded with Russia was released over the weekend to the Justice Department. Trump-appointed Attorney General William Barr issued a letter summarizing the findings of the investigation. Barr's summary led to jubilation on the part of President Trump and his supporters over the conclusion that there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians. But, and, you know, it always seems like there's a but in this case, but Mueller said that the report does not exonerate President Trump. It is the ambiguity of the Mueller report that leaves President Trump cheering and Democrats pointing out that the report does not exonerate Trump. So here we are after the release of this much-anticipated Mueller report with enough information for both sides to continue their heated debate. President Trump has every right to declare victory, but his continued proclamation that the report totally exonerates him is false. Even written by the Attorney General that he selected, that the Senate approved, William Barr. As Americans, we crave definite answers. We want to know who did what and why they did it. And it seems the buildup of the release of the Mueller investigation carried with it the promise that the definite answers were coming. And that has not happened. I guess most surprising to many is the fact that Special Counsel Robert Mueller stopped short of coming to a conclusion on the biggest question, which is whether Trump was guilty of obstruction of justice. Mueller conducted the investigation but decided to leave the decision of guilt or innocence up to the Justice Department and Congress. The idea of leaving something up to Congress certainly invites politics. So the political aspect of all of this does continue. You got a comment? You want to react to this? Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I wonder how long it's going to take somebody to, I'm not going to say it, but when it happens, I'll tell you, okay, this is the time. This is how long it took somebody to do it. How long is it going to excuse me. How long is it going to take somebody to do it? I'm Scoot. We'll see. We'll be right back on WWL. We are talking about the release of the Mueller investigative report over the weekend. It was turned over to the Justice Department and the Attorney General, who was appointed by President Trump, William Barr, assessed what he saw in that report and in a summary has said certain things. First of all, no collusion. Zero. The president always said that, and the president was right. And President Trump has every right to say, I told you so. But then there's the other part that gets a little confusing. The part where even William Barr, from his summary of the Mueller investigation, ruled that this does not exonerate President Trump. However, I can argue that if the evidence was not convincing enough to charge him, then basically he's in some ways exonerated. If you want to join us with your reaction, and again, I ask the question, how long is it going to take somebody to? And when they do it, I'll tell you that's how long it took them to do something. Our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. And do you see that maybe both sides have something to argue here? And aren't we kind of where we were before the report was released? From HOMA, Tom, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You know, I know this is a bad place to spread secrets on the radio, but I'm just going to let everybody in on a secret.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody this, okay?
Okay, well, nobody listens to this show, so you can say it. Nobody's going to hear it.
Okay, this is a secret. There's no jury, there's no judge or prosecutor that exonerates anybody. The only thing they do is let people give their opinion as to if there's enough evidence to warrant a charge. So, and this is sad to hear, and I'm terribly sorry if anybody gets their feelings hurt by this. There is no legal process by which you become exonerated.
Well, that's kind of what I just...
There's enough information to charge you and to jail you, or there isn't.
Yeah, I think
the
that's...
The only person who can actually exonerate you is Jesus Christ on Judgment Day.
All right, Tom, glad you called the show. I think that's what I said right before Tom called in. If there's not enough evidence to find you guilty, then the argument can be that you're exonerated. You know, when I think about the disagreement over the information we're getting now from the Mueller investigative report, I think about trials that the general public has disagreed with when it comes to verdicts. The O.J. trial. So many people thought it was obvious that O.J. did it, but he was found not guilty in the criminal trial. So even if you disagree with the verdict, do you accept it? The same thing with Casey Anthony. Man, you and I heard stuff. It's like, oh, my God, of course she did it. The jury found her not guilty. George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin. You and I heard the testimony and thought, oh, my God, of course the guy is guilty. But that wasn't the decision of the jury. So in this country where we have these judgments, even though we don't like the results of the conclusion, because we think we have heard what we need to hear to convince us one way or the other, we actually kind of at some point have to just move on. And it's sad to me that we're not going to move on. And this show is going to reflect the debate that does continue. I'm not going to look for ways to talk about this, but it's a huge topic now. And this is big information about a debate that has gone on in this country for nearly 2 years. And the debate is far from over. And I think so many people were expecting the Mueller report to make a definitive decision. And that did not happen. So that leaves both sides with just enough information to continue the debate. From Tarrytown, Mike, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Scoot. I'd like to make two comments. First of all, on those cases that you cited, O.J. Simpson, et cetera, to me, there's a difference between being found not guilty and being innocent.
That's true.
That doesn't mean that they were innocent. Okay, on the Mueller report, I don't think he can say that he exonerated Trump as far as obstruction of justice. And my reasoning is that they have that investigation going on in the Southern District of New York, or is it the 8th District if he did say that he was exonerated for obstruction of justice, that would undermine those investigations. Now, that investigation in New York may uncover additional evidence which might take him to court. And that's the reason why I think that Mueller cannot exonerate Trump or say that he's exonerated as far as obstruction of justice. It would be premature at this time.
Well, at this point, it's interesting that the Attorney General gave us that. William Barr gave us that part when he summarized the investigation that he saw. He saw the whole report, and he summarized that Mueller was essentially saying that, well, he's not guilty, but there's not enough to exonerate him either. So, you know, it was William Barr that came up with that conclusion from the testimony. I mean, some of the testimony and the report that he saw.
Well, I haven't seen the report like you, but he was just parroting what Barr said or quoting what Barr. Well, I mean, he was just quoting what Mueller said. I don't think Barr said that. I think he was just paraphrasing the Mueller report.
Well, that's what he's supposed to do. So we assume that that's exactly what he did. And since some information will come out about this at some point, I think it was in Barr's best interest to be as honest as he could with the information that he saw. Because, if he didn't say something about the report not exonerating the president, not finding him, you know, totally innocent of wrongdoing, and then the report comes out and then you find that out, well, that's going to hurt his credibility, Barr's credibility. As for the Southern District of New York and Congress and other trials that are and other cases that are still pending, yeah, there's still a lot left to go. And it's interesting that maybe the most damaging part of investigating Russian collusion, which there was none, is the idea that the president is now finding his finances being investigated. But if you're a true American, you want people to play by the rules with their finances, right? We'll be right back. I'm Scoot. A summation of the Mueller investigative probe has come out. There was no collusion between President Trump and his campaign and Russia. But Russia still tried to meddle in the election. And we're going to get to that part of this in just a moment. Following the release of the Mueller report and what we know so far, who do you think won? That's our Blue Runner Foods gumbo poll. Go to our website, WWL.com, give us your opinion. And so far, 75% say President Trump won, 25% say both sides won. The other options are the Democrats won and both sides lost. From Galliano, Robert, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. There's one thing that was never talked about. Only one thing, and that was, what was Hillary Clinton doing in Russia during the transaction of the president, you know, the who was going to be president and who was not going to be president?
No, I don't know. I would think drinking vodka. I don't know. I don't know what she was doing there.
Well, she was talked about only a couple of words about she was in Russia. She was talking to the Russian president and all that. And then all of a sudden, it was never said again.
Yeah. What do you think happened?
Well, I think she had something to do with trying to cause problems with the president we have.
But if the president
has been a good president, yeah. He's done the best he could.
But if the big question is the Russians were trying to help President Trump win, then why was Hillary helping the Russians?
She was trying. That's what she was trying to do, is get them to interfere with the election.
But you don't think the Russians interfered with the election?
No. They did.
Wait.
At her request.
I see. Well, I didn't. I didn't see the proof on that. And you know, maybe it exists. And if it does, well, then she should be busted.
Yes, sir. She sure should.
But the bigger question in all of this, Robert, is that the Russians did meddle in the election. They didn't necessarily change the outcome, but they tried. And I don't know. It's hard to measure the impact of what the Russians did because, you know, maybe they did have an impact, but there's no way to really prove it.
Well, they tried. They tried to cause problems with the president we have now.
No, Robert, the Russians tried to cause problems with Hillary, not with the president. They were trying to help the president. They were sending out fake news stories that hurt Hillary.
Well, I heard different, but that's okay.
I tell you what. You check your sources and you have them call me and we'll have them on the air.
All right.
Okay, Robert. That's not what he heard. Okay. Here's a text that says, how long will it take to investigate the real Russian colluder, the DNC, and Hillary? I don't have an answer to that question. But if Hillary did anything wrong, she should be busted. And I've said that for years. From the North Shore, Don, welcome to the show.
All right, thank you for taking my call. I would like to take an opportunity before I get into my call to correct one of the statements you made. And that is that the Russians put up fake news stories to help Donald Trump. That is only half of what they did. They did fake news stories on both sides. I don't know that they were or were not trying to help Donald Trump, but I can tell you based on what I've seen, the evidence that I've seen in the press, they were trying to sow discord in the American process on both sides. On both sides. And so what they've done is actually succeed in what their attempt was to, and that was to cause all of this unrest in our political system for the last 2 years. So they were successful.
Yeah. Well, and they've done more than that. They've also tried to divide us along racial boundaries and other things as well. I mean, they're kind of picking up where the communists of the Soviet Union were many years ago, thinking that they don't have to defeat us, that we will be defeated from within because we just implode.
You're absolutely. So here's the other point I called for. They want to talk about the Democrats on the left want to talk about the rule of law, the rule of law, the rule of law. Well, let's follow the rule of law. Impeachment is over. Here's what the Constitution says, Article 2, Section 4. The president, vice president, all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. Well, Robert Mueller's report puts it to rest.
Yeah.
There is no conspiracy to defraud the United States government. So that's over with. And there is no probable cause. That's not the term he used, but that's what he says, basically. When he says he can't prove it or exonerate him, that means there's no probable cause for obstruction of justice. So it is time for this country to move on and Congress to move on and do the people's business. And one more thing.
Yeah.
It is time to get rid of the special counsel, the independent counsel, and all these other counsels. It was wrong when it was done to Bill Clinton. It was wrong when it was done to George Bush. And it was wrong when it was done to President Donald Trump, all of the presidents. That's Congress's job to investigate and do oversight of the executive. It's not the Department of Justice's job to look at their boss.
Don, I'm glad you had a chance to express your opinion. If you want to join us with your comment, here's our number. It's 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Following the release of the Mueller report and what we know so far, who won? Was it President Trump? Was it the Democrats? Did both sides win or did both sides lose? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. That's our Blue Runner Foods gumbo poll right now on our website. And if you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. And I'm Scoot, back in the studio, back on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL. I've got a really interesting text here that says, I'm April, I'm on hold right now, and I'm walking into a doctor's appointment, so I'll have to hang up if you don't come to me. April, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
I'm walking into an appointment. You're right. But I will tell you this real quick.
Yeah.
I just sent a video I want you to watch. It's about 14 minutes long. and it's called The Brains Behind Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Okay.
And I'll let you watch it, and then you can decipher it. It's a lot to go into, but it's regardless of that, what I was calling about was the how different did the liberal media affect or try to affect the election that Russia so-called affected it.
Well, tell me what
That's
you
my
think.
Question.
Tell me what you think.
I believe the liberal media tried to do everything they could to discredit Donald Trump at very, very close to the election. Also, the DNC, how they handled the situation with Bernie Sanders, basically trying to derail the socialist campaign that he had. There's a lot that needs to be investigated besides Russia. We really can't even investigate Russia. It's a moot point. We need to stop going there. We need to look in our own backyard and investigate who tried to derail it in our own country.
Okay. Are you going to be okay? You've got this doctor's appointment. You're going to be all right, just a checkup?
I'm fine. I'm completely fine.
Well, then wait a minute. If you're going to the doctor, if you're fine, why are you going to the doctor?
Oh, it's just a checkup. Just
okay.
Routine stuff.
All right. Well, yeah, you have to do that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm really good.
All right, April.
That's why I go. I go to the doctor because I am good. Right?
Well, you know, it's nice to go to the doctor when nothing's wrong. You're not going to get bad
That's
news.
Right.
So, look, I'm suggesting that all you healthy people go to the doctor. If you want good news, if you're healthy, go to the doctor.
That's right. You stay healthy when you go. But, Reed, watch that video because that could be a whole topic of conversation right. for one of your shows.
April, I do appreciate the call, and glad everything is routine. Hopefully it continues. You know, it was interesting. I talked about this on the show Friday. I said President Trump is trying to set up discredit of the report because it was believed that it was going to come out. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, at 3:50, between 3:50 and 4 o'clock on the show Friday, I said, a lot of times big stories are dropped just after 5 o'clock Eastern time, which would be just after 4 o'clock our time. And part of the reason for that is some people kind of want to try to hide the news because people are distracted on a Friday afternoon. And just after 4 o'clock our time, the news broke. But on the show Friday, I mentioned if President Trump is going to be so quick to try to discredit this report, what if it turns out in his favor? And it did. And the Democrats before were saying, well, you know, we've got to go by Robert Mueller. He's a reputable guy. Well, now people are questioning Robert Mueller on the other side. Don't you see where we are? Don't you understand why I am registered as an independent? Don't you see why I try to run this show based on the idea that there are people on the right and people on the left, and there are a hell of a lot of us right here in the middle with strong convictions. We are maverick moderates. We have opinions. We care. We vote. We're patriotic Americans. But we just refuse to buy into the political BS that seems to be fueling our country. Here's a quick update on our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Following the release of the Mueller report and what we know so far, who won? 63% say President Trump. 13% say the Democrats. 13% say both sides. And 13% say both sides won. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And we'll continue with this conversation. I'd like to have as much fun as we can. Not that we can find too much fun in it, but we'll try. But some people think that like this is really that it's over at this point. But it's not. No, it's not over. This will never end. This is going to last longer than civilization. I mean, if there were, you know, some people say that like roaches are going to like survive any nuclear holocaust and just live on. You can't kill them. Well, I don't think anything could kill this kind of conversation. And it's really sad. But there is one really, really important aspect that's getting lost in all of this. And I'm going to get to that coming up in the next hour. The Russians tried to steer the outcome of the election. Did they? We don't know. But they tried. So what is it that we can do to prevent that from happening? And so far, maybe it's in a text and I haven't read it yet. But so far, nobody's called in and done what I thought somebody would do up to this point. It hasn't been done yet. We'll see if it happens. If it does, I'll tell you what it is, and I'll tell you when it happened. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. I'm Scoot, Monday afternoon here on WWL, AMFM.com, and you have heard in the forecast that we've got some rain possibly on the way later this afternoon into tonight. But man, what a weekend. I mean, an incredible weekend for parades, for debauchery, for doing just about anything you wanted to do. Just a great, great weekend. And I think after this front comes through, it looks like we're going to have some more nice weather. So get out and enjoy it. The Scoot Report is our daily Facebook video. It is up on our Facebook page, which is WWL Radio. And I'll share it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page later. But it is about the release of the Mueller report. And you can give your comments and get involved in that conversation. I wonder if somebody's going to do it on the Facebook page. Do what? Look, when they do it, I will tell you. But so far, I haven't heard anybody do it. I'm Scoot on WWL. And from Raceland, Bobby, got time for a fast comment.
Hey, how you doing, little brother?
I'm good.
Hey, you back in the studio today?
Back in the studio.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Hey, look, I want to know what's next. He can be exonerated on the Russian side. The other things, but what do we do it, dig into next? The next thing's going to be is Mr. Mueller, did he get paid off by the Trump administration? I mean, it's going to go on and on, Scoot. It's never going to stop, man.
Well, and you know whose fault that is? Maybe not you or me, but it's our fault. It's our fault as a country.
It's our fault for voting these people in, and I totally agree with that.
Bobby, I appreciate the call. I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I've got news coming up here that I've got to get to. So I want to bring up one aspect of this Mueller report that I think is the biggest part of it that needs to be discussed. And this is a part that everybody should care about because we should be Americans first. And Republicans and independents and Democrats next. So if you're an American first, you should care about this aspect of the report, which may not get a lot of attention because maybe the president doesn't want it to get a lot of attention. We're covering that and more of your reaction coming up on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.